Blog Talk Radio.
Are you sitting there saying, yes, Coach Adams, I do, and this is a great question? Well, I want us to go on a journey of discovery, and I want us to grow and process around this very question. We're going to get into some time of discovery and exploring this very thought of dreaming bigger. And so, again, I ask the question, do you, our global listening audience, need to dream bigger? Let's lean in and get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams on this Motivational Monday lifestyle personal and professional coach and master motivator. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I am so excited about the richness that we are going to dig into today in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm really excited about. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful, and without question, it really is rich. But that is what you have shared, our global listening audience. And we encourage you, if you are listening in today and you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing a great resource. And we want you to know that this resource is filled with past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts that really gets you that richness of what is being shared each week on our broadcast live. And it's always available for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4u. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, in our last installment, we looked at greener grass, and it was really insightful. We gave you a few nuggets of that on this week as we get into where we're going today. But on this particular broadcast, I want you to know that we're going to set up the framework for you and where we're going. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, our topic, and then, if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we encourage you and we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, it always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. We want you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, your notepads sitting at your desktops or laptop, tablets, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need, you want to grab it so that you can grab the jewels of richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask for your support. We ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it right, wink, wink. We're simply asking that you take the opportunity to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, because we know that we cannot expand our outreach without YOU. And so we sincerely and truly thank you. Thank you for being an advocate of Motivational Mondays. We truly appreciate you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Shape up and win personally and professionally. And we're looking at our subtopic today, dream bigger. Yes, dream bigger. Bigger than what you have been dreaming. You know, on last week's installment, we spoke about greener grass. And we took a look at and discussed the fact that grass is greener when it's cultivated, nurtured, and watered. Not should we be coveting for someone else's grass. The question that we raised was evaluating why is grass greener? Because you've heard the expression, the grass is greener on the other side. And people are often trying to get on the other side, not realizing that grass is greener when it's been cultivated, nurtured, and watered. And so I gave the challenge that if you don't like the color of your grass, figuratively speaking, then that is a call to action for you to do something. And so the same is true as it relates to our vision, our goals, and our dreams. And today, I have to ask you, do you need to dream bigger? I'm asking you the question. I'm challenging you to evaluate Do you need to dream bigger? You know, today I am asking this question because this is a challenge that many face. I often get this in my coaching practice with my clients. I'm often battling myself, asking myself the question and evaluating, Coach Adams, do you need to dream bigger? And so as we look at and take this journey and really discover and explore this thought of dreaming bigger questions, and you really should process this for yourself. You know, you need to ask yourself, why am I not dreaming bigger? Why? This why is so important. It's so key, understanding the why. You have to evaluate what's holding me back. What's holding you back? What's preventing you from dreaming bigger? Until you can get to that root cause of what it is, you're going to continue to get the results you've been getting. And one of the most challenging things is to get to that root cause of the why and to really evaluate what's holding me back and why am I being held back. You know, how many things would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? How many things would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? That's a quote or question by American poet Robert Frost, and it's one that I love because it challenges us to think about, to process around. You know, I think about when God spoke his purpose and call on my life, when that was illuminated for me. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I don't think I can do that. And I got this vision around speaking in public, standing on a stage before people. And you would have to know that Coach Adams is one that I had no desire, absolutely no desire to speak. That is not the journey that I thought that I would be on. Quite frankly, you know, I got into real estate. It was a natural transition for me. I had family around me, friends. Almost my whole circle at the time was in some way or another in real estate, associated with real estate. So it made sense for me to get into real estate. I was working for a mortgage lender, loan processor in training, learning the whole application process, underwriting, all of that. And so it seemed like a natural transition. So I made the decision. I'm going to get my license. I'm going to get into real estate finance. Probably should have given that more thought because I often say this jokingly. It's amazing that I went into real estate finance when I'm not a numbers gal. I'm really not. I mean, can I do your basic numbers? Yes, but I don't like thrive in just calculating numbers and that whole process. But yet, I went into real estate finance. And I went into real estate finance because of the people around me. And I saw this as the opportunity to make the money, to get the big house, the things, the cars, the trinkets, the whatever, the bling, but it was not the purpose that I was placed on the planet. God illuminated that for me. It was opposite of what I saw for my life. It was actually diametrically opposed, quite frankly. It was so on a different end of the spectrum from one extreme to the other. But yet I got the vision for it. I saw the vision for it. And I said, okay, I embrace this, and I began to walk in it at different levels and have been growing and cultivating since the awakening of it many years ago now. about 20 years ago, quite frankly, probably more than that. I would have to do the calculations. Why do I share that with you, listening audience? We often are on our journey, and we're on our journey based on not the vision that we have been given for our lives, but based on other people around us. See, real estate for me, and there's nothing wrong with the real estate industry. I am an executive consultant within the industry on the side of property management. And so I'm still in some way associated with the industry. I simply go in a different way with a different focus as an executive consultant, coach, and trainer. And so I love real estate and the different facets of real estate, and I know it very well. But when it came down to speaking, oh my gosh, that was not something that I knew. I, in my ignorance, thought, oh my gosh, I would rather death by fire. I had heard that people, you know, never wanted to get on the stage and publicly speak, that they would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group. And I'm in my ignorance, yeah, I don't want that. All of these eyes looking at me, judging me, you know, standing before all of these people. And interestingly enough, that is the call that God has on my life. And so when that began to be illuminated for me, and I remember my very first workshop that I coordinated and I did the whole, you know, content and workbook and all of that and facilitated my very first. Said, okay, I believe that this is what I've been designed to do. I'm going to move in it. Because, you see, the reality was this. In real estate, I was feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And if you're a regular listener, you've heard me use this illustration. It's one that I use regularly. And I hope that you're really processing around and getting the image of this square peg trying to fit in a round hole. You see, if you envision that and you really can see what I'm saying, the words that I'm speaking, you know that a square peg was not designed for a round hole. Round hole. Think about that. And so if you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole in a space that it was not designed for, in essence, there is friction. And so I was dealing with great friction in my life in that season on my journey. But when it was spoken speaker, this was a big dream. It was something that, oh my gosh, I had no concept of. I didn't even know if it was something that I could do. At my very first workshop, when I made the decision to say, I'm going to do it, I had so many people around me at that time saying, you know you're supposed to be speaking. I don't know why you're not doing it. And so I made the decision to step out, to move in the direction of that. And that was a life changer for me. And there is something in you that you are supposed to pursue. There is a vision that you have on the inside of you. It's like a little seed that is nurture. It's growing. If you cultivate it and nurture it and water it, it will grow. But until you cultivate, nurture, and water it, it's dormant. And for some, you may not have even gotten the insight around what it is. For others, you know what it is, but there's been some things holding you back from pursuing and dreaming bigger because of certain mindsets and limits and what have you. And again, I ask you, based on the quote by American poet the question to process. Robert Frost, how many things would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? You see, the reality is this, that many times we don't pursue things because we're afraid of failing. In a coaching session, I was speaking with one of my clients, and the reality is they were saying, I'm afraid of failing, Coach Adams. If I leave my job and I pursue this audacious dream, I'm afraid of failing. What if it doesn't work out? And that is so legitimate and so valid. I get it. I remember when in 2005, I was released into full-time entrepreneurship. And the question was, what if it doesn't work out? Oh, my gosh. And here I am, all of these many years later, still an entrepreneur. I haven't had a full-time salary since 2005. Now, has it been an easy journey? No, it has not. But the one thing that I can say with great certainty, it has been a truly fulfilling journey. And I feel that my life has great significance because I am doing what I know I was created to do. And oftentimes, like on Mondays, Motivational Mondays, I pay to be on the airwaves so that I can empower someone listening in, so that I can give you some insight into empowerment on your journey that would make a difference in you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. And so we're going to look at some points around this term, bigger. Because we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays, dream bigger. And so this dream bigger, as we look at some various points around dream bigger, we're going to build that out based on the letters of bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R. And we're going to just kind of look at this from this standpoint as we dig into and lean into each letter of bigger. And so the first is broaden your point of view. You have to expand your thinking. You have to expand your beliefs. Your beliefs that you can achieve this big, audacious dream. For many of you, you're battling. What am I battling, Coach Adams? What do you think I'm battling? You're battling the fact that if you were to look at your family makeup, if you were to look at those in your family, no one has achieved the great level of success that you desire. They may have accomplished some things, but this dream that you have in you, this big audacious dream that you keep trying to press down. And so instead of expanding and taking the limits off, you're allowing it to contract and shrink. Oh, did you hear that? Yes, I said it. I know I just drove down your street, up your driveway, knocked on your door. I'm right in front of you because you know that instead of expanding, you have allowed yourself to shrink because of various things. The uncertainty of your limited beliefs, your limited thinking, the stinking thinking, as I like to call it. So you must broaden, or B is broaden, your point of view. You must expand your thinking. You must expand your beliefs around this, knowing that if you are able to conceive this big, audacious dream? If you're able to conceive it, surely it can be done. It can be done. And I believe God gave it to you because he wants to do it through you. If you don't do it, it's still going to happen. I remember a dear friend of mine forever ago, they had this concept for a restaurant dealing with wings. And what was interesting is that at the time, you didn't have the wing stops. You didn't have a lot of these wing places. And they didn't move on that big, audacious dream for one reason or another. And now what do you see all around you? Wings, 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 and more wings. That is such a thing. You have all of these different wing places. Get wings in all different flavors. Something as simple as that. But many years ago, that wasn't even a thought. You didn't even have the wing places that continue to blossom and develop, where people are specializing exclusively in wings. That's their core. And so if you can dream it, it's possible. But you have to expand your beliefs. You have to take the limits off. Know that it's a great gift to get a vision. Vision is a great gift from God. And if you were not capable of driving it forward, you would not have been given that great gift. Now, will you carry and do all of the work yourself? No, not necessarily. But you are the carrier of the vision. You're the visionary. So where do you start of bigger? You start with broadening your point of view, your point of view based on your thinking and your beliefs. You know, I often share this analogy that many of us, we are entertaining negative thoughts and the stinking thinking. You know, it's knocking on the door in our minds. We're opening the door. We have a beautiful table set. We have the place cards with it, and we call it to the chair. And, you know, the linens are beautiful, the silverware and the crystal and all of that, the beautiful centerpiece. And we are inviting the stinking thinking to sit at the table in our minds, inviting limited beliefs to sit in our minds. And we have to kick them out, make a shift, and expand, take the limits off. So broaden your point of view is our B in this process of dream bigger. As we build this out based on the letters B-I-G-G-E-R, our I represents intentionality and to intentionally pursue what you desire with passion. Ooh. I have to tell you, we are living in what I call a lackluster society. We really are. People are lacking passion. I am telling you, you know, as an executive consultant, one of the areas that I support with is identifying team members for different teams. And what I'm doing and supporting with those efforts, I am looking for people who are passionate. And when I get on the phone with these people that are so lackluster, it takes everything out of me to keep even engaging for a few minutes. And we don't realize that our lack of passion sends such a strong message when we are lackluster. Do you know people don't want individuals on their team that are lackluster? You don't want someone that is lacking fire and passion. And so when we're discussing and talking about intentionally pursue what you desire with passion, that fire starts on the inside of you. Do you have this fire burning for your vision, for your goal, for your dream? Because the pitfall that I have found to success is this thinking process that says, it's going to just happen. Success does not just happen. It's not going to just happen. Growth doesn't just happen. When we do things intentionally, it's done on purpose. It's done deliberately. And in order for us to expand and dream bigger, we have to be intentional about this process of facing our fears. What fears have you been allowing to continue in the seat on the throne of your heart and your mind? Because if you don't face your fears, if you don't allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone with intention, try a new food. Do something new that you've never done that requires for you to face your fears. Hey, go to an amusement park. Get on a ride that you wouldn't normally get on. Face your fears in a safe environment. Because if you don't get over those fears that are deep-seated and rooted, you will not achieve your dreams. You have to be intentional on your journey. You have to be intentional on your journey. You have to be so focused on purpose. Again, when we are doing things intentionally, we are doing things on purpose. It's not a haphazard, you know, process of, oh, I just kind of fell into this. Oh, well, I fell into it. No, deliberate. It's intentional. And so I want to challenge you to intentionally pursue your desires with passion. See, this passion represents a strong, compelling emotion. And that strong, compelling emotion is the fire, the zeal that you need to face your fears and to overcome them so that it's not a pitfall for you. The challenge is this. And I know it's a challenge. Ability to reframe, to redefine our fear. What are you saying, Coach Adams? What I'm saying is that usually when we are dealing with fear, we allow it to paralyze us. We get stuck. We don't move. We stop. And we're paralyzed in this process of fear. What I'm saying is this reframing says I am redefining. Instead of allowing it to paralyze me, instead of allowing it to stop me, I am using it as fuel. So now it's propelling me forward. What do you mean, Coach Adams? Think about this. If you're afraid to get on a roller coaster, as an example, but you make the decision to say, I'm going to do it anyway, and you reframe it and you do it, you have now shifted in that moment the fear that normally would cause you to be paralyzed and stuck by making the decision to say, I am going to anyway. You know, if a mother, if her child is threatened, oh, she may be afraid, but she turns into a superhero. She gets these powers and what have you to protect her cub. Redefining, reframing the fear. So we have to be intentional about pursuing what we desire with passion, because that fire of passion will give us the fuel that we need to reshape, reframe, redefine our fears. But we first must be willing to face whatever it is. You got to be willing to look at it and say, you know what? I'm afraid to get on that roller coaster, Goliath. I am afraid of that thing. Woo, when I look up and see all the loops and the dips and the corkscrews and all of this, I'm afraid. But when you make the decision to say, I'm going to do it anyway, you've shifted the energy with intention, on purpose. That's what I want you to see. And you're now being deliberate in your efforts. B, broaden your point of view. I intentionally pursue with passion. G, go after your vision, your goals, and your dreams with everything that you have. Why are you, when you're in relationships, let me ask it to you this way. When you're in a relationship with someone, do you want them to give you just a portion of them? When you go out to eat with people, do you want them to be sitting there with you, but their attention is focused on their phone? That's where their attention is. Or when you're with someone, do you want them to be present with you? Do you want everything? Of course I know you want everything. No one says, oh, yeah, I want to be at the table with them and they can be on their phone while I'm just sitting there looking at them and we're supposed to be having dinner together. No. You want their full focus. Attention, you want everything in that moment. And so the reason why I shared that illustration with you is that we have to go after our vision, our goals, and our dreams with everything that we have. We have to do it tenaciously. Ooh. We have to be willing to persist with focus. It's like a dog that has a little bone in its mouth. Ooh, don't you dare try to take that bone out of that dog's mouth or anything for that matter. It'll start growling at you and it bites down because it is persistent in it of what it wants in that moment. And see, when you get to that place of having such passionate fire, it is fuel for your tenacity. Now you are willing to persist and you have that focus because your dreams matter. Your vision is important enough. Your goals are worth achieving. And so when we're on this journey that we're on tonight and we've been evaluating the questions that we've been evaluating, do you need to dream bigger? The questions that we challenged ourselves with asking, why am I not dreaming bigger? What's holding me back? And the Robert, how many things would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? You should continue to process because that allows you to dream bigger as we're building out some thoughts to consider around the letters bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R. We've established that our B is to broaden your point of view. Your thinking and your beliefs must expand. You have to take the limits off. I is intentionally pursue what you desire with passion and not to get into the pitfall of success, and that is not allowing yourself to face your fears and recognizing that if you make the decision intentionally, that with intentionality, you're going to pursue and do on purpose, that you're going to be deliberate in facing your fears and moving on your journey, you are in a position for success, not a pitfall of success. The G, one of, is go after your vision, goals, and your dreams with everything you have. We were talking about being tenacious, persisting with great focus, like a little doggy that has a bone in its mouth. You try to take it out. Oh, you are not getting it. Many of you, you have allowed your dreams and your visions and goals to fly by the wayside, tossed to and fro, because you were not tenacious enough to pursue them. You weren't willing to persist. You weren't focused. The next thing happened and comes up and you hopping on the next train. You done forgot about that dream and that vision and those goals right over here because you're so busy looking at the grass, quote unquote, greener on the other side. You haven't taken the time to cultivate, to nurture, to water, which is what we talked about on last week. And in order for your dreams to become a reality, you must activate. And it requires you to do. And that's what we're broadening your point of view. You must intentionally pursue what you desire with passion. You must go after your vision, your goals, and your dreams with everything you have, not just a little piece of what you have, with everything that you have. I remember hearing Beyonce, someone was asking her, how does she accomplish what she accomplishes? She said, you know, I have the same 24 hours in a day that everyone else has. And she was referring to not in this season where she can expand time because she has all of the support and all of that. This is early on that she was that committed, tenacious. She was persisting with focus, laser focus. You may have to say no to some things. You may have to shut things down and say, you know, in this season, I need to focus on birthing my vision, moving it to the next level, whatever that looks like for you. Are you committed enough? You know, we are so fly-by-night, fair-weathered, but yet we want the results of someone who has been tenacious and persisting with focus. But we don't want to do it. We don't want to pay the price. And the price is not always in monetary money. The price is in sacrifice, in sweat equity, energy, focus, time. Are you willing to pay the cost? Go after your vision, goals, and dreams with everything, not something, not just a portion of, but everything you've got. Our next G, gain greater insight along the way. This greater insight that you're gaining is going to support you with your expansion. It's going to support you as you do research, as you read, as you consult with an expert, get a coach. I can go on and on. It's going to support you. But greater insight is needful because that greater insight is going to equip you to move to the next level. What are the areas that you need greater insight in? Now, you have this big audacious dream. You may not have all of the answers in how it's going to happen. But what you should know is, why am I pursuing this dream? Why this particular vision? Why these goals? If you don't know the why, if you don't have that why as your anchor, you're going to be tossed to and fro. The next thing smoking, you're on it. Your why has to be clear. And your why has to be associated with a higher call of purpose. If it isn't, you're not going to hold on to it. You're not going to be tenacious. You're not going to be like the doggy with the bone. But where do you need to gain greater insight to move you to the next level, to get you to the next stage, the next phase? Begin to process and look at that, evaluate that. And this is a great opportunity to speak about coaching, because a part of my full circle of empowerment is one-on-one coaching. I had a client share with me that they were so grateful because they are about four sessions in now, and they're so grateful that they made the decision to join in a coaching partnership because of the insight, exactly what we're talking about, the insight that they are gaining along the way that truly is supporting them in this process of bigger, the expansion of their thinking, their beliefs. They're being more intentional. They're able to increase and fuel the flame of their tenacity. And they're growing to this next level because of the partnership. So if you would like to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, which consists of, number one, we're here every Monday for you. Free opportunity to come, jumpstart your week, more empowered and inspired with nuggets and jewels that are rich insight for your journey. Get some tools to help you move to the next level. Every Monday, set a timer, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're right here on Inspired Media for you. In addition, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds on various topics. If you're struggling with your vision, put your dream to the test may be the one for you. 15 invaluable laws if you're trying to grow to the next level. These are masterminds that I facilitate as a certified Maxwell Leadership Team member authorized to offer small groups, transformational groups on these various topics. I would love to walk on the journey with you, team building as well. So I want you to do this. Get your phone out. Open that text box and send a text to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Simply include your name and full circle. If you know a specific area that you would like to get more information about based on what was shared, by all means, just simply do that. Your name and coaching, maybe. Your name and mastermind. So as we continue forward in today's topic and we're looking at Dream Bigger, and we're building an acronym or thoughts around the letters Bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R, We've already stated that our B is your point of view. Your thinking and your beliefs need to expand. The I is intentionally pursue your desires with passion and face your fears. The G, first G, go after your vision, your goals, and your dreams with everything that you have in you, everything. Tenacious, be tenacious. Our second G, gain greater insight. We were just talking about that and saying you need to do research, you need to read, you need to consult an expert, you need to get a coach. That's why we talked about my full circle of empowerment. The E, elevate to the next level. We should constantly be raising the bar in our own lives, personally and professionally. When you reach that standard that you have set for yourself, raise that bar to a higher level. We should be lifetime learners. We should be continuously growing and evolving to the next level, elevating, next level. Progressing is what we're talking about. Progression, movement, momentum. When someone sees you and they haven't seen you in a minute, hopefully they see a person that has grown and evolved to another level. And so when we're talking about evaluate, when we talk about evaluate and elevate, you have to look at and locate where you are first and foremost. You have to have that marker of where you are. And then you are now moving to the next level. But you're doing it with intention, as we spoke about earlier, and you're constantly raising the bar, never allowing yourself to get comfortable with where you are, but constantly raising the bar to the next level. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, how can I do that? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I love it. To our R, in the thoughts that we have built around the letters for bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R, we're now at our R. And the R is and represents risk. We have to continue to take risk and allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. You see, as we spoke earlier, if we don't continue to expand, we will in essence shrink. And so taking risk allows us to stretch out of that zone of comfort. It keeps things fresh and vibrant, edge of our seats, and, you know, gives us that edge when you can continuously take risk. Not, oh, I took a risk 15 years ago, Coach Adams. Shoot, you know, I took a risk then. No, it's continuing to take a risk, large or small. Not allowing yourself to get comfortable, but constantly stretching out of your comfort zone, constantly expanding. I would love to be here to support you on your journey. It is amazing how quickly our hour of empowerment flies by. I trust that those of you listening in today live or on our archives based on our on-demand library, that you have got a great richness around today's topic. Would love to continue the conversation with you and to hear greater thoughts from you. If you are not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group. All are welcome, and we encourage you to engage with us through social media. And our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Make a comment around today's show. What was your greatest takeaway richness that you received in tuning in? You've sacrificed this hour of empowerment. would love to know, was it beneficial for you? What was your biggest takeaway? So engage with us. Maybe you have a show thought concept that you would like to see highlighted and for us to bring. We would love to hear that too. Bottom line, we're asking that you share your thoughts to engage with us and we with you. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, I want you to know this, that as we often state and illuminate for you, not to lose focus on your goals. And if you want different results, do you want different results? Do you want to dream bigger? Do you want to elevate and move to the next level? Do you want to expand your thinking, your beliefs? Are you tired of getting and hitting those plateaus and getting stuck in mediocrity? Ooh! Coach Adams, you're stepping on some toes here. Well, I would love to support you. And so what I have grown to learn to be true on my journey is having the right people on your team without question. It makes a difference. It really does. Having the right people around you. And so I want you to know that now is the perfect time for a winning partnership, for the support that you need to move to the next level, close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow in a one-on-one coaching partnership. It really makes a difference. I shared with you a client testimonial. There are so many others, but maybe you want to get into the mastermind or you want to get involved in group coaching, personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. Whatever it is you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. But my full circle of empowerment is available to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And I am here for you and would love to be on your team. Wow, what a richness that we had today in this topic. I have to tell you, I got a lot out of it. I so loved it, and I sure hope that you did as well. We want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We are here every Monday without fail at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, presented by Inspired Media for you. Don't hesitate to tune in. Set your timer. We'll be here next week as we jumpstart our week inspired and empowered with insight and nuggets and jewels to add to our toolbox to equip and empower us on our journey to win personally and can work it now, working our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.